And you can go into like tree stumps and stuff and like ride on leaves. With all of these things, it's interesting for me. I don't know how it is for you, but for me, looking back, how kind of everything led up to those moments in college, like going out to the dunes and then going out to Yellowstone and stuff. A lot of things that were instilled in me when I was younger. I did scouting growing up, so I gained a love for camping and spending time outdoors and really caring for the environment and making sure that I was leaving it better than I found it. And being able to level up a little bit, being able to go on camping trips with all of you guys and going to Yellowstone and seeing like this amazing place that it's basically all nature, like all it's all just like created by God. It's creation that we can see, like this beauty. It's not man-made. Like architecture can be really beautiful, but nature can also be really beautiful. And like Yellowstone and being there was such a really cool experience for me, and really just kind of brought everything full circle in my love for the outdoors and that type of stuff.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I love that you brought up that it had to do that, just beautiful creations of God. Because one of the ways I've always referred to my photos, or for the past little while, is I call them thumbprints sometimes, fingerprints, because it's like a little snapshot, little fingerprint of him, of who created it. But no, it really is just incredible that the longer you spend outside, the more appreciation that you get. And I've started this, I've been working on this little project. Kind of like a side project I've been doing that anytime I snap a picture of just something really small or something that typically would seem insignificant, or like let's say I get a photo of just a little bit of the ground or like a seed or kind of like a water droplet, something that is like small and seemingly insignificant. And I've been collecting these photos because I love that it's the beauty in these simple and like small things that you'd usually overlook. And I think the longer you spend in nature, the more you end up seeing these tiny little details that just almost enrich the world that you're in. Just like when we look at these animated shows, like the longer you watch and the more you tend to appreciate the little bits that have built the world. So
Yeah, and it's like Easter eggs in animated shows. I feel like, I don't know, I find Easter eggs in real life sometimes. There's just like something I'm like, dang, that's super cool. Like it's just like this little thing that as you watch more animated shows, as you experience adventuring more and camping more, there's things that you start to notice, like things that are super beautiful and amazing. And I think that's really cool. You're talking about like the little stuff. I'm not gonna go and grab the book. But I have this little guy on my desk. It's Link. But there's a game called Minish Cap, and he's able to shrink in that. And you can go into like tree stumps and stuff and like ride on leaves. And when it starts raining, there's just like huge like masses of rain just hitting the ground. I think it's that idea for me of perspective is huge, especially as a creative. I've been trying to do more and writing stories and creating characters and stuff and trying to take a different perspective, like being like, where is this character coming from, rather than just me. And also, I got to have other people send in characters, like character ideas that they had for characters based on them within the world. And it's helped me to see it from this larger perspective, that it's not just me. Like, I have these people around me, and this is how they connect with the world, and this is how they see this. And sometimes someone would send something in, and I would be like, that is like super interesting, because that doesn't match my story at all, but it kind of does at the same time. Like, there is things that I was realizing about that world I was building. And a lot of that inspiration came from Gravity Falls and a lot of just like fantasy and stuff. I've always loved Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings and Chronicles of Narnia. And I think it's really cool how they all show these groups of people that go through and are formed and strengthened by these experiences. And there's this thing, it might have a couple of other names, but I always hear it as like a found family. Howl's Moving Castle does this really well by Studio Ghibli. There's like this gifted wizard, and he's kind of lost sight of his humanity and really what life means to him. And he's able to find it again with the help from Sophie and like a little like fire demon and turnip head and like this little boy, and they become this family. And I think that was a lot of how it was being in college, and it was really cool having roommates that we felt like we could trust in each other and it really felt like this little family that we had made. And yeah, I think it's just really cool how stories have that power. And I think that's something that's really it's been a big motivation for me, and being a creative is so I can tell stories and tell stories that make an impact and that are based off of reality a little bit too, because there's so much stuff going on in our lives. Everyone's life is different, and that story can really impact someone, and it can really make a huge difference as well. I need to get a drink of water. Yeah, sometimes I get at this point where I'm like, I feel like I'm just rambling on and I don't know where to just go in, but I just try to laugh and have fun.